Welcome to episode 216 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. I recently returned from a family camping holiday, during which, of course, I was out and about taking pictures, both for work and pleasure. Before I went, though, I had to decide which camera setup I wanted to use. Now, on the surface, this really isn't such a difficult decision. But as you'll hear, in situations like these, when a few factors come together, the decision isn't necessarily an easy one to make. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 216. It's just after 11 o'clock of a morning, and as I record this, I am just leaving town. I'm in Chichester in West Sussex, here on the south coast of the UK. I've just been in town doing some really boring things like going to the bank and just grabbed a coffee and checked some emails and that sort of thing. As I record this, it is World Photo Day. Now, a lot of you have probably heard about it, and I won't bang on too much about it, it's a bit off topic, but essentially anything that promotes the taking of pictures and inspiring people to take pictures and all that sort of thing, I think is a good thing. But the thought of World Photo Day and what it means to people and how it gets people out there has kind of got me thinking about, well, it kind of ties in with something that was on my mind to talk to you about. I have just come back in the last couple of days from a family holiday. It was camping, no surprise there for a lot of people. And there is kind of an age-old quandary, I suppose, in that when you go away on a holiday, if you don't want to turn it into a photo trip, which, believe me, I hear from a lot of long-suffering wives, husbands, partners, that this is often what happens, especially with enthusiast photographers. If you don't want to do that, you have to think about how you're going to be content that you're going to get the pictures that you might want whilst you're out and about, as and when opportunities arise. But also, not bog yourself down with loads of kit that takes your mind off the reason that you're there, which is essentially to have a nice time whilst you're on holiday. And it kind of got me to thinking, originally, before we set off, there was kind of two reasons. Obviously, we're going for a holiday, but also a bit of a research trip ahead of a feature which I am set to write for a magazine for next year. And so I wanted to check out the area and what have you. So in my mind, I was thinking, right, I'm on holiday, but I'm also going there just to check out the area. Now, do I want to take time out to take pictures for the article? And I'll be honest, I've been asked by a magazine whether I'd be interested in writing an article about this particular area. It hasn't been absolutely confirmed yet. It's as good as, but you know, I still need to have that absolute official commission letter or email. So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, if I do, for argument's sake, take a few hours out, or each time we go somewhere, you know, take some pictures, if I do that, and then the article, for whatever reason, isn't commissioned, they might have a change in direction for that particular month's issue, or it might be an area which I don't want covered, or what have you, then I've got all these pictures that I've taken, which, yes, they would be nice stock shots, but I would have taken all that time out of my time with my family, you know, trying to get pictures. So that was one of my issues, and that was something that sort of not dictated but influenced my decision as to what camera setup I would take. And of course I took a camera with me. I'm not going to go on a holiday and not take a camera. So what I ultimately settled on was a very stripped down approach with all these things in mind. Now often when I do a similar thing, I will, if I know that I'm probably not going to be needing to shoot sort of long lens stuff, I'll take something like a Nikon D800 with maybe just a 35mm lens, because for general stuff I can get fairly close, I can get wider shots, you know, the resolution is there that I'd be able to crop in if I wanted to. You know, often on those setups I'll just take that arrangement and it works absolutely fine. If I was going, say, on my own on a photo feature trip, of course I'd take a couple of camera bodies, two or three lenses, maybe a flash, I'd take a tripod and all the rest of it. But on this occasion, what I decided upon was two cameras. Now when I say cameras, one of them was my iPhone, okay? And I'll explain why that was an important decision in just a moment. I'm just pausing for a rubbish truck to get out of the way. There's a queue of traffic that I'm facing now. So I left my DSLRs at home. There's no point taking those, as I decided. The camera that I actually took was my Canon PowerShot G7X, which, as a lot of you will know, is my sort of behind the scenes camera. You know, it shoots video, it shoots stills, it doesn't take much space, good resolution on it, all that sort of thing. But here is the interesting thing. Regular followers, people that have followed me for a good few years now, will know that for a long, long time I used a Canon G9, which was really good. It was simple to use, it was good quality, you know, it did everything I needed it to for behind the scenes. But the problem with that camera, and a lot of us found this, was that when you got to ISO 400, anything above that, it was really grainy. It was rubbish. And so when I got the G7X, I thought, you know what, we're a good few years down the line now. They must have resolved the issue with new sensors and this, that and the other. And do you know what? I hate to say it, I am finding that with the G7X, which, don't get me wrong, is a lovely little camera, I am finding that it's no good at the high ISO. Which is a real, real disappointment. It's not quite as bad as ISO 400. You can go a bit higher. But what I am finding, there are two issues with it that I've found so far. And maybe along the way I'll do a bit of a write-up about the camera. It's not on review, by the way. It's just, you know, I might just share some thoughts. There's the ISO thing. That in bright conditions like we had for our holiday, it was scorching. It was in the 20s, or I think it might have even got to the 30s degrees C along the way. It's lovely and sharp, you can see all the detail on things. I could not fault it. But when the light goes, or you want to shoot stuff maybe sort of in the evenings without flash, it really doesn't perform as I would ideally like. So that was the first thing. The other thing is that when you're shooting, say, for argument's sake, a scenic view, and it is, I don't know, let's say a hillside, or, well, I'll use an example from where I was, you know, a tent in the foreground, hills in the background. when you're shooting that, you would typically, unless you want to separate the background and the foreground, you would shoot with a small aperture, something like f11, f16, f22, that sort of thing. Now, the G7X shoots up to or down to f11, which is fine. But I am finding, even in bright conditions, that the sharpness of my pictures, and I don't do any sharpening in camera, I am finding that pictures shot at, say, f3.5 or f4, front to back, are sharper and with more depth of field than those shot at f11. Now, I'd be interested to know if you guys shoot on a G7X and you're having this same issue, let me know, because to my mind, you shouldn't be getting that. You should be, depth of field should be far greater at f11 than it is at, say, f2.8. So it's a bit of a mystery there, but that said, you know, all cameras, all equipment, same with outdoor kit, it's only through using it that you find out how it works best for you and what its failings are, what it excels at. And when I next speak with Canon, which I usually do once a year, I will say to them, look, what's going on? Why is this the case? It may be that I have get an answer in the meantime and I'm able to rectify it, somehow get around it. I don't know. But it's a real disappointment. And I found a number of things like this with the camera, which, you know, it's frustrating. But anyway, let's get back to the point. For that reason, I was shooting kind of in a two-tier approach. When it came to pictures of my family and just sort of general out-and-about pictures, it was so much easier just to grab my phone, which was in my pocket, and, you know, take really quick shots. The iPhone, again, is not brilliant at lower lighting levels. You get the digital noise, the graininess. It can not focus quite as you would want. That's not unusual for a great many cameras. But for convenience, it was so good that I left the Canon just in my bag. I didn't use it. Now, I took that originally because I thought any pictures that I'm going to want for a feature, I want them to be a little bit quality, a little bit better quality, which you would expect with the Canon. But it wasn't always the case, because the iPhone pictures were so punchy and so sharp. Because, as I say, the light was so bright. The saturation was up there, the contrast. So, you know, I would like to hear from you guys to know when you go away, say on holiday, or when you go out with friends for a meal or to a party, what is your camera setup? Because I'm sure a lot of you, whether you're a keen enthusiast and your friends and family know about it, or whether you are a professional photographer, there are times that you will, say, go out to the pub and your partner will say, oh, can you bring your camera? And you end up, if you don't have a point and shoot, you end up going with a bigger, like, DSLR and what have you. And if you shoot on professional spec cameras like the D4, Nikon D4, D5, and the Canon EOS 1D series, all that sort of thing, they are big, heavy cameras. And they are not, using one of those is not, it's not conducive to just sitting and relaxing and having a drink and what have you. You kind of end up thinking more technically and composing and all the rest of it. At least I certainly do. But then, you know, the chances are you'd want something a bit more, with a bit more clout than an iPhone. And the other thing is, of course, if you do, people, if people know that you take pictures in this way, when you go to an event, it could just be a party, and you're invited as a guest, you almost, you know, sometimes you can get roped into being almost like the official photographer, and it can really spoil the whole point of why you're there, which is more likely than not just to go and relax and have fun. Now, the other thing I haven't mentioned is that there were certain shots that I had thought about with camping, and again, think about film as in moving image, just having a play around, and the Canon shoots time lapse, and I've talked about this a bit in the past. So it does time lapse, and you can do star trails and all that sort of thing. But of course, for that sort of thing, and nighttime pictures, longer exposures, you're going to want to steady your camera. Now, again, thinking about what setup I was going to use, I decided not to bring a tripod, and I have a whole range of tripods, everything going from like a little fold-up one, which is essentially no bigger or just fractionally bigger than say a credit card, right up to you know, my full size tripods that take bigger lenses, and I can, you know, strap them to the side of a rucksack when I'm out on the hill and all that sort of thing. So what I decided on in the end was actually a little tabletop tripod, which the legs are about, I don't know, maybe about 5-6 inches long. It's got a small ball and socket head on it. Really, really sturdy, really, really flexible. And for that, it was really just as a just-in-case bit of kit, really. And in the event, I didn't use it. It took up virtually no space in my bag, so that was fine. So when we went out and about each day, it went in the top of my rucksack in the zipper pocket there, and it was there should I have needed it, and I didn't. But all of these things, you know, just going back to what I was saying at the beginning, if you're listening to this, if you're a first-time listener, then welcome. But if you are a regular listener, I am going to assume that you are listening because you love photography, or you are an enthusiastic newcomer to photography, or somewhere in between the two. And, you know, you just love taking pictures. And so you should. That is one of the greatest things about any creative medium, whether it's music or art or photography or design, anything like that. It's all about the process of creating. And you shouldn't, you know, getting the balance between indulging yourself when you're on a holiday. I had a kind of vested interest because of feature writing. But aside from that, you know, I was in exactly the same boat as anyone else. I wanted to enjoy my holiday with my family, but I also wanted to take some decent quality pictures along the way. And there is always going to be this, what should we call it? A trade-off, maybe, between taking the kit that you're going to be happy with producing pictures with, and not, let's keep it clean, not upsetting your family. No one wants to have their husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, you know, kids, whatever, saying, "Oh, Dad, oh, come on, sweetheart, stop taking pictures. Just sit and enjoy, you know, enjoy yourself. You know, you're always blooming taking pictures." Now, I am very lucky in that my wife is very understanding. I mean, obviously, it's my career, so she knows that I'm always taking pictures, and if there's an opportunity to shoot some pictures whilst we're out and about that will end up illustrating a feature, she never grumbles. She knows that it's what I do. I just get on with it, and you know, I might say to her, "Look, I'm just going to do this. I'll catch you up in a minute," or "I'm just going to go out for half an hour. I'll meet you in town," and what have you. But I do know that there are a lot of people. I'm just trying to park up here without pranging the car behind me. There are a lot of people who really do upset their loved ones and their friends, and you have to be very careful not to do that. So I'm all parked up now, or very nearly, parking slightly on the corner, which I don't always like to do, but there we go. Right. So I wanted to just share that idea with you. And I really want to hear from you, because I do find it an interesting topic, because, you know, there is nothing worse than not being able to really and freely enjoy your passion, your hobby. But sometimes you just need to know where to draw the line and be a little bit sensible with it. So I hope that's been a bit inspiring to you, insofar as it might encourage you to think about how you go about, keeping it sensible when you're on holiday with your family and not having arguments as a result of just going full on making it a photo expedition. If you've got any thoughts, questions or anything, do let me know. Like I say, please do tell me what your setup is when you go away, because I'm always interested to know. I've been thinking a lot about smaller camera systems recently, and that might be something for a future podcast along the way. But there we go. A few thoughts this morning. I'm all parked up and I'm just about to crack on with feature writing. I've got a whole bunch of deadlines coming up. I've got other articles that I've got to pitch. I was editing yesterday for a shoot that I did for a client locally. So that's out the way, so I can just get on and enjoy myself doing the sort of work that I want to do today. So there we go. I hope you've enjoyed that. But for now, I will leave it there. Be sure to keep an eye on my social media channels, where I'll be sharing various pictures from my trip over the coming days. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.